Our ministry is a sewing ministry. We train and equip widows and orphans and indigenous pastors how to sew, learn tailoring to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring the gospel this way by use of the sewing machine that creates a personal relationship. Therefore, we can bring the gospel this way. It's an introductory way to do that. We do it other ways, too. We wear a lot of hats these days. Our focus has been in Kenya, but we are in 23 countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And God has really raised and expanded the ministry over the years, and it continues to grow. We're seeing some new exciting projects that are coming up. Let me just say one quick thing about in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we've done that changing lives is at a Kenya Girls Rescue Center. It's in East Pokot, way remote area, north of Nairobi, north of Nakuru.
Mm-hmm.
A pastor I met some years ago built a facility to house girls that run away from female mutilation.
Hmm.
They had very Spartan facilities there. And when I talked to him, he saw that the use of sewing machines would dramatically change their lives. And it has. We've been sending machines up. Africans that we've trained going up there to do the training.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're making garments and what have you. That was all introduced by our partner ministry in Nakuru, who has a training center there that's just a great model.
Mm-hmm.
They're employing quite a few people. They have 50 sewing machines, and they're expanding. They're making designer bags and garments and what have you, selling them locally and exporting some of the goods as well.
Yeah.
Other areas are exporting goods that they're making, too. There's a pregnancy center outreach in outside Nairobi. They outreach to women in the slums there, and they're making many, many garments and shipping garments back to the States, getting contracts through some Christian businessman that I got them acquainted with. So we're trying to expand that back into Maasai, where my heart and passion has been for years. And all of this has been helping them to realize that they have a chance as well.
Yeah.
And we're trying to expand that mission work out in Maasai land. We're in hopes to put up a sewing training center building on a tract of land. The Maasai have given us a couple acres on this 100-acre project. And upcoming, we're hoping this year to put a building there where they can come together to sew. It will be a sustainable project because of its location.
Right.
It's on the road to Masai Mara Game Reserve, so tourists can stop there and buy goods. They can also make school uniforms and things locally for themselves, either to sell or trade. So it will expand the ministry in that regard. It's really exciting to see because we've been bringing sewing machines out in Maasai land, and now they're scattered around, but it would be really beneficial for them to be able to come to one place and sew.
And we're talking with Al Barrett. He is founder and ministry director of Threads of Hope, a ministry that actually your headquarters in the Tampa Bay area. You work, as you mentioned, in 23 some countries around the world. Have you ever kept track of all the sewing machines that have gone out over the years?
It's gotten beyond me. I can tell you, though, we had a donation. We were part of a donation from Husqvarna Viking Company, and that donation mm-hmm. was 12,000 machines.
Wow.
It took 6 months to do. We sent 750 in a container to Kenya in 07 from that donation. It went to 120 missions organizations around the world.
Yeah.
Threads of Hope distributed quite a few of it. Coupled with the others, I would say we've distributed more than 15,000 machines around the world.
Yeah. And you're seeing lives change, obviously, for the gospel, and then you're able to change lives economically as well.
I wish I could share them all with you, but time doesn't allow it. But if you want to know more, you can call. There's some great, great testimonies. Women, not only women, widows, but pastors too.
Yeah.
Pastors, for the most part, are working everywhere in third world countries or developing countries. They work. And I know quite a few of them that are tailors. Even in Russia, I met a man in Russia that's a tailor, and today he's running a Bible college.
Wow. Yeah. I know that there are several projects that, Al, that you're involved with. Of course, finances is key to a lot, and donations of material, and of course, a lot of the sewing machines, they're probably not electric, right?
Right. There are a lot of them are nowadays electric.
Okay.
Primarily, they're pedal machines or hand crank.
Yeah.
The electric machines, we are using them in remote areas, and we use generators or solar power to put it down into a 12-volt battery and then invert it to run those modern machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you actually take donations of the actual sewing machine?
Yes. We like to have operating machines, machines that are running, but if they're older machines that are worth fixing, they're worthwhile to us because they have metal gears and they last longer.
Okay. And how about fabric? Fabric as well?
Fabrics too, but we need large enough pieces that you can make garments with.